What is Humility, and How Do We Develop It? By Barbara A. Lewis. In the Lord's eyes, true greatness does not come through worldly strength, power, or position. It comes through humility. Hiram Leffler served a mission to Poland in 2002. He had been in the country only a short time and was struggling to learn the difficult Polish language when he learned that his father had died in a construction accident. Elder Leffler wondered why the Lord would take his father while Elder Leffler was serving a mission. Why was his father not protected? As grief swept over him, he fell to his knees and humbly begged the Lord for understanding. Then it hit him. With his earthly father gone, he needed to rely more on his Father in heaven. He had another father who loved him. Elder Leffler decided he would not question the Lord. He dedicated himself to submit humbly to the Lord's will in all things and put all his energy into his mission. Peace flowed into his heart, and strength filled his soul. Because of his choice to be humble, Elder Leffler could feel the support of both his earthly father and his heavenly father. He continued to study diligently, and within a week of his father's death, he could understand the Polish language as people spoke. He knew that his heavenly father was helping him as a confirming gift of love. Qualities of humility. Having humility means that we present to our heavenly Father and the Savior a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20, as Elder Leffler did. We become meek and teachable like a child. See Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. We overcome pride and recognize gratefully our dependence on the Lord. We repent when we need to repent. We understand that we need Heavenly Father's support and that our talents and our gifts come from Him. The defining characteristic of humility is the submission of our will to God's will. The submission of one's will is really the only uniquely personal thing we have to place on God's altar, said Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926 to 2004, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The many other things we give are actually the things He has already given or loaned to us. However, when you and I finally submit ourselves by letting our individual wills be swallowed up in God's will, then we are really giving something to Him. It is the only possession which is truly ours to give. Humility is not a sign of weakness. It is just the opposite. It shows that we know our strength comes from God. When Christ's disciples asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" our Savior taught, "Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 and 4. Contrary to what we might often think, greatness does not come only because of strength and power. True greatness requires humility. Pride is the opposite of humility. Unless we are careful to cultivate the characteristics of humility described above, it is easy to be distracted by humility's opposite, pride. As author C.S. Lewis wrote, "Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man." President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, taught, "The proud make every man their adversary by pitting their intellects, opinions, works, wealth, talents, or any other worldly measuring device against others. That is when we run into trouble. Delighting in being richer than our neighbors, more athletic than our friends, or better looking than others is being prideful." For example, when Saul heard Israelite women chant, "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s," 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 7, Saul compared himself to David, and his feelings of inferiority led him on to works of wickedness. President Benson also declared, "The proud wish God would agree with them. They aren't interested in changing their opinions to agree with God's. They believe they know better than God what is best for them, and they care more about what people think of them than about God's judgment. The Book of Mormon describes the Nephites' tragic fall from greatness, see Moroni chapter 8, verse 27, and modern revelation confirms that pride helped bring about their fall, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 39. God does not look for the richest, the most beautiful, or even the cleverest person. He blesses the humble and meek who are willing to submit to His will. Humility enables repentance. Martin Harris was an example of one who humbled himself through repentance. He was a wealthy and respected landowner in Palmyra, New York, USA, in 1827. He risked his reputation by supporting the prophet Joseph Smith and became a scribe during part of the Book of Mormon translation. After losing 116 pages of the manuscript, he was described in a revelation as a wicked man who had boasted in his own wisdom, Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, verses 12 through 13. However, he humbled himself and repented. He pledged his farm to cover the publication costs of the Book of Mormon and was allowed to be one of the three witnesses to see the golden plates. Nevertheless, he later gave in to pride and was excommunicated. 5 years later, he once again humbled himself and was rebaptized. Eventually, he traveled to Utah to join the saints there. He never denied his testimony of the Book of Mormon, and he spent the rest of his life sharing it. The greatest example of humility. Ultimately, our perfect example of humility is Jesus Christ. He was born in a shelter for animals, where his bed was a manger. The first people to visit him were poor shepherds. See Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 20. After Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000, the people wanted him to become their king. Concerning this episode, Elder Athos M. Amorim of the 70 taught, "Such popularity and power would have severely tempted or corrupted most people. But Jesus ignored the intoxicating influence of the praise of the world, departing into a mountain to be alone." See John chapter 6, verse 15. On another occasion, the Savior knelt humbly before his disciples and washed their feet. See John chapter 13, verses 2 through 5. He also rode triumphantly into Jerusalem on a donkey, a symbol of both royalty and humility known to the people. See John chapter 12, verses 12 through 18, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Jesus spent his life in the service of others, without regard for personal fame or fortune. He taught the people this great truth, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Matthew chapter 20, verse 27. Under the heavy weight of the sin and pain of the world in Gethsemane, our Savior submitted himself to his Father's will. "Not as I will, but as thou wilt." Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. His final mortal act was the greatest example of humility ever witnessed, as he allowed himself to be hung upon the cross. His example sets the standard of humility for all of us to follow. Through him, we can overcome pride, repent, and learn to submit our will to the Father's. The author lives in Utah, USA. Looking inside, how can we develop humility? Submit our will to the Lord's will. Recognize the Lord's hand in all things. Pray to our Father to help us grow in humility. Choose not to be offended. Recognize, confess, and forsake our sins. Fast and pray for the needs of others. Think of the Savior and renew our covenants during the sacrament. Looking outside, how can we humbly serve others? Donate our time and resources to help others. Accept church callings willingly. Refrain from boasting. Share our testimonies. Serve a mission if we can. Obtain or keep a current temple recommend and attend the temple often. End of the article, "What is Humility and How Do We Develop It?" Read by Shauna Thompson.